...to a synthesis of basic principles which guarantee freedom for all while equally protecting the rights of believers and unbelievers. Do secular symbols enjoy more protection than religious symbols? Then he asserted, the First Amendment was adopted by Congress as a protection for religion, not a protection from religion. You have to think about that phrase and understand the implications. That's an underhanded way to attack the Constitution. Then this is the comment by Barry Lind, who's the director of this magazine, Church and State. He says, the judges are lured in. He's talking about the Supreme Court judges are lured in, and then they are lobbied on the church's view of the Constitution. It's a blatant effort to influence the court. Washington's Red Mass occurs every year, the Sunday before the Supreme Court reconvenes on the first Monday of October. The worship service is named for the red vestments traditionally worn by the officiating clergy. What I'm suggesting to you here, brothers and sisters, is that in the United States today, there is already noticeable, it's not behind the scenes, it's open to public view, that there is political pressure being applied to the Supreme Court judges of the United States, three of whom are Roman Catholic. And when Clarence Thomas converted back to Catholicism after he was nominated as a justice, he left his Episcopalian faith and once again became a Catholic. It became the first time in history that the Supreme Court was no longer a majority of Protestant Americans. And that took place back in that time period as well. But now they're being lobbied. And now remember, the book that we're lifting up to you is the Great Controversy. And for me, if there's information in the Great Controversy or in any inspired writing, the Bible or other books of Sister White, I don't believe the Lord puts anything in there by accident. If it's in there, it's worthy of our consideration. It's up to us to try to figure out what it means. But here's a quote from the Great Controversy. Concern and factor this into the idea of, if a Supreme Court judge was confronted with having to rule for or against a Sunday law, which is the mark of the authority of Rome, according to inspiration, which way is he going to vote? This is Great Controversy 580. The Roman Catholic Church, with all its ramifications throughout the world, forms one vast organization under the control and designed to serve the interests of the Papal See. Its millions of communicants, its millions of members, in every country on the globe are instructed to hold themselves as bound in allegiance to the Pope. Whatever their nationality or their government, they are to regard the authority of the Church as above all other. Though they may take an